Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Look to end a season-long three-game losing streak here in Arizona, and thousands of their fans will be on hand to cheer them on. However, the Coyotes can be a very tough team on home ice. The Hawks can't afford to underestimate the Yotes, or their losing streak could well run to four in a row. The draw, Hartman with a shot from the left circle.
Hit the far post.
Yeah, hit the post. Smith reached for the glove and just missed. Here's a pass to Hossa over the Coyote line down the slot. He shoots, and Smith fought it off with the glove and then plops on the puck to the left of the Coyote crease. He'll hold it and the whistle stops play. The Hawks won the draw. Seabrook collected the puck in the far corner and shot it up the middle of the ice to Hossa, who was on the fly. Here now, Patrick Kane, top of the right circle. Shoots, he scores! Patrick Kane let it rip from the top of the right wing circle. That hit the underneath side of the crossbar and beat Mike Smith. It's a power play goal. The Blackhawks lead the game 1-0, and with that goal, Patrick Kane has now tied Jeremy Roenick for 7th place all-time among goal scorers in Chicago Blackhawks history. 1-0 Hawks. In the right-wing corner, Hartman's got the puck, carries it up the boards, moves it to the left point. Keith winds up, fakes, moves it to Hartman. High slot, winds, fires, he scores! Ryan Hartman! He let it rip from out near the tops of the circles, through some traffic, and past Mike Smith. The Hawks have struck twice in the span of about 2 minutes and lead the Coyotes 2-0. Marian Hossa, he'll carry it back in behind the Hawk net. 1 minute on the Hawk power play. Now Seabrook carrying out. Moves it to Panarin on the right wing over the Coyote line to Hossa down the slot. Moves in. Shoots, he scores! Marian Hossa with some outstanding stick handling. Got a pass from Artemi Panarin and just bolted down the slot and beat Mike Smith with a wrist shot. It's a power play goal. It's 3-0 Hawks. Now listen to the Hawks fan. Down to Verbata, bottom of the left wing circle. Ekman Larson, high slot. Back to Verbata, left faceoff dot. Put it across right circle. A shot, they score. It's Ekman Larson. A one-timer. Crawford had no chance on that. Verbata got a perfect pass from the left faceoff dot across to the right circle. And Ekman Larson buried it. It's a power play goal. The Coyotes are on the board. Patrick Kane tried to clear it out. He's hit by White. Takes the puck. White then coughed it up to Anisimov inside the Hawk line. To Kane through center ice over the Coyote line right wing. To Anisimov right circle. Fights off a check. Up to Panarin left circle. Shoots, he scores! First goal in 9 games for Artemi Panarin. He one-timed it from the top of the left circle off the underneath side of the crossbar and past Smith. It's 4-1 Hawks. Desjardins clears the puck up the left boards to center ice. Murphy doesn't see Caro there, who was going to sneak in behind him and lift his stick. But Murphy maintains the puck and sends it off the left corner glass Hawk zone. Doan took it back left point. Fires. They score. Christian Dvorak in front of the Hawk net. Looks like he tipped that one past Crawford. With 5:36 left in the second period, the Coyotes now make the score 4-2. Dvorak through center ice. Dvorak now drops the puck to Goligoski over the Hawk line to Dvorak, high slot behind the back pass to the right wing side, and a shot, they score!
Goes off Dvorak, skate.
Brandon Perlini from the right wing boards just snapped it toward the Hawk net, and it's now 4-3 in favor of the Hawk. But Burmistrov back to get it with 4 seconds. One last thrust by the Coyotes. Burmistrov's pass ahead to Domi is off his stick into the Hawk zone. Keith will fire it through the air and down ice as the horn sounds, ending the hockey game. And the Blackhawks erase their 3-game losing streak. They hang on and they beat the Arizona Coyotes 4-3.